Gemara Pesachim quotes the Machlok, presents the Machlok as Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua about Simchas Yom Tov. Rabbi Elazar, they're both responding to the two psukim of Atzeres L'Hashem Elokecha, Atzeres Ti Elohem. Rabbi Elazar integrates the two psukim by saying that the Torah gives us two different tracks. There's a track of Lachem, there's a track of Lashem. It can even be to the extreme of Kulu Lashem or Kulu Lachem. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua says, no, Chalkei Uchetzio Lashem Uchetzio Lachem. Then the Gemara proceeds and says that there are three occasions when there's no machlokas, when even Rabbi Elazar agrees with Rabbi Yeshua that one doesn't have the option of Kula Lashem, one can't spend the entire day immersed b'Torah u'Tfila. There has to be Suda also. One exception is Shabbos, b'Karasa l'Shabbos Oneg. Another exception is Purim, Yimei Mishta v'Simcha Ksev. And the third exception is Atzeres. And remarkably, Atzeres is not an exception, does not emerge as an exception by virtue of a posuk, but a svara of Yom Shenitna Batar Yisrael. Let's try to understand. The Rambam in Perik Dalid of Shmona Prakim, after having described various forms of extreme behavior, living in caves outside of society, wearing sackcloth, an ascetic diet. So the Rambam says, "V'zos haTorah haTmima, haMashlemes olsanu, k'mo sheheyid oleho yod'a, Torah Hashem tmima, machkimas pesi lo tzivso klum mize." None of these extreme behaviors, none of these forms of extreme behavior have any kind of toehold in Torah. On the contrary, El Ratzasa, the Torah wants, and in this context, the Rambam quotes the fact that Torah Hashem is Tamima Machkim Espesi. We'll just read a few lines and then try to process. Bezus Hashem. El Ratzasa Sheyeh Odom Tivi. Torah wants that a person should behave, conduct himself in a natural fashion. Holech b'derech ha'mitzvos. He should walk along the middle path. Yolchol masha hu rashai leochol b'shivui. Those foods which it's permissible to consume, a person should do so in the right proportion. Similarly with beverages. And a person should be a contributing member of society. The Torah doesn't see it as any kind of ideal or even acceptable that a person should be living out in the caves. A person's not supposed to be dressed in rough sackcloth. And a person shouldn't gratuitously tax his body. And what's more, his hero alkach, and the Torah admonishes us. B'meshe kibalnu, so when the days of Tumah are up, he brings an osham. The osham is mechapel of meshachot al nefesh v'omu v'chi al eze nefesh chot hazeh. What chait is this nazir guilty of al shemona atzma min hayayin? Because if the nazirus wasn't warranted, so then it's a chait that he denies himself drinking wine in its proper proportion. It's clear from the fact that the Rambam quotes the pasuk Taras Hashem Tamima that this, the fact that Taras Hashem is Tamima is directly relevant, and that reflects the fact that the Torah encourages, demands, not just encourages, demands that we live a balanced life. Taras Hashem means a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah is complete, it's perfect. There's nothing missing from Taras Hashem. And therefore, even just the very fact, as the Rambam continues, that Lo Tziv Sa Klum Mizeh, there's no instance where the Torah commands us to engage in any type of extreme behavior. And Taras Hashem is Tamima. So what that means is that anything which is of primary importance, anything which is a form of Avodas Hashem is in Torah. Otherwise, Torah wouldn't be Tamima. Otherwise, Torah would be incomplete. It wouldn't be complete and perfect. Torah is complete and perfect means that there's no form of avodas Hashem. There are no avodas that the Torah doesn't instruct us in. So first of all, just ex silentio, just in the Torah's silence, that HaTorah lo tziv sa klum mizeh, that in and of itself is a veto of any kind of imbalance. What's more, Taras Hashem Tamima, so Torah, Lashon Hara, so Torah guides and instructs a Jew how to be Oved Hashem, how to attain Yediyas Hashem, how to be miskarev El HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you provide, let's say, a recipe, Mashal Ma'adov Adome, you're giving someone a recipe for a chocolate cake. Okay. So you need flour, you need chocolate, stomach, you need some eggs. Okay. So is that recipe complete? So the answer is that unless we're given the proportions, it doesn't help to have all the elements if they're not balanced. If I use too much flour, too little chocolate, too much chocolate, too little flour, so the fact that I have all the correct ingredients isn't enough. The ingredients have to be balanced. They have to be balanced in order to Taras Hashem Tamima, it's going to lead us to Shleimus. In order for us to achieve the Shleimus, it's not only that we have to have all the ingredients, we have to be told what the right balance is. What are examples of what we're talking about? This vital need for balance. So let's say, for instance, between the tzad ha-chomri and the tzad ha-ruchani of a person. A person needs to strike the right balance between his physical side and between the spiritual side. A person needs to eat enough, but not too much. A person needs to be concerned with having money to provide for his basic needs, but shouldn't be looking to pursue wealth. We know it's true because Chazal tell us, the Rambam presents, but experience reinforces that truth for us. The one who spends the most time thinking about money is the person who doesn't have enough money. If it's a formula, Rahman al-Islam, which guarantees that a person is going to be torahed and preoccupied and spending a disproportionate amount of time thinking and worrying about finances, which is not what life is about. The formula for that is, if a person pays no attention to it and doesn't make his ishtablus to have a source of livelihood. Similarly, the person who spends the most time thinking about food, Rahman al-Islam, is the person who's hungry. The person who doesn't eat adequately. So he's always thinking about food. He's always feeling the hunger. He's always thinking about food. The way a person is mema'et bechomrius ubegufanius is by paying attention to it, is by paying proper, not disproportionate, but paying proper attention to it. By spending the time to make yishtablus, to have enough money, by allowing oneself to partake, that one eats to the point where one is strong and can function at maximal capacity. So in that way, a person is not highlighting the chomrius in his life. He's containing the chomrius in his life. And that's what the Torah, the Chochmasa, teaches. That's what Chazal b'Chochmasim understood in the Torah. And that's the lesson that Chazal impart to us. It's not only that a person is not chayiv to do it, it's that it's counterproductive. The imbalance, not only does it mean that the physical side suffers, it means that the spiritual side suffers. Because for both to operate at peak, so we're hybrid, we're guf and neshama. The Rambam writes in many places, if a person is not feeling well, if a person has a headache, the headache can be due to Rahman al-Islam, to sickness, the headache can be due to right, when we fast, we often get a headache. So a person can't learn as well. He can't be over his Hashem as well. The balance is necessary because without it, both sides suffer. It's not just that the side that we're cheating on, as it were, suffers. Both sides suffer. Another example of this balance The Rambam writes in the Hagdama to Shmona Prakim. He says, "Daki Advama Sha'oma V'Prakim Eli." You should know that what I'm going to present in the Shmona Prakim, not my chidushim. Where did I? What are my sources? Elohim in Yonim Melukatim. I'm anthologizing midivrei chachamim b'midrashos u'b'talmud u'zalasa mechiburehim. I'm drawing from the work, from the words of Chazal. I'm also v'chei midivrei ha'philosophim ha'kadmonim v'ha'chadoshim. I'm also drawing from the words, from the works of ancient and modern philosophers. And a wide array, a wide range of people. And then the Rambam says, and maybe he's anticipating that we're taken aback at that combination of sources and how eclectic it is. The Kabel Emes mi Mishamar. Accept, recognize, acknowledge, and accept truth from whatever the source is, from whomever the source is. That's also an example of balance. When if I sort of indiscriminately puzzle someone and therefore reject anything and everything, he, the individual, it, the society, says, teaches, offers, provides. So that's also an extreme. And also, it also falls short of this balance, which is the hallmark of Torah. And in the same way, balance in the context of Gufanius and Ruchanius is to provide for what the body needs, to make your shtadlus to have the money and the means that a person needs. So too in relating to the realm of ideas, in relating to the realm of knowledge, balance means filtering out the good from the bad. And balance means that there's no rubo kakula, and recognizing kabbalah so'emes mimishamar, regardless of how much sheker the same person or the same society may generate. It's also part of the balance. The same way physical health is a function of balance. A person has to have enough blood. There's such a thing as having too much blood. There's such a thing as having too little blood. A person has to have insulin in the system. There's such a thing as having too much insulin. Rahmanu litzlan, too little insulin. Physical health means that everything is present, b'midu b'mishkal haroi. So that's true for spiritual health as well. It also requires this balance. Toras Hashem Tamimo Meshivas Nafesh. Yitochen, that's the pshat. Yom Shenitna Batoli Yisrael. It has to be that Yom Shenitna Batoli Yisrael is a day when that balance is reflected. And that balance is modeled. If a person would have the option, according to Rabbi Lezer, of Kulul Hashem or Kulul Lachem, if a person would have that option on Shavuos, so then it would mean that we're not exemplifying that balance. Maybe at other times of the year, so the balance doesn't have to be daily. The balance will average out weekly. Will average out from one day to the next. But the day, Yom Shenitna Batol Yisrael, that day has to exemplify this yisod of Torah, of needing the balance. And hence, says Rabbi Loza, that Kulei Alma Modu, that on Shavuos, obviously the Lashem shouldn't be neglected, but for that matter, the Lachem can't be neglected either. Kol Tov, Avosai. Everyone should be well, be safe. Guten Shabbos.